Describing suicide prevention as a labor of love, a Humboldt County proclamation has declared the month of September as, quote, a time where individuals, organizations, and communities join voices to amplify the message that suicide can be prevented. At its September 1st meeting, the county's Board of Supervisors and those involved in veterans support and public health described suicide prevention as a community effort as the Suicide Prevention Month proclamation was approved. Read aloud by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, the proclamation notes that the county's suicide rate is more than twice the state average, and for veterans, the rate is six times the state's. It also describes local responses to the issue.
Whereas firearms are the most common method used in suicide deaths, and access to safe storage can be obtained through the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services Public Health Keep It Safe program. And whereas knowing the signs of suicide, finding the words to talk with someone who may be thinking of suicide, and accessing local resources are actions everyone can take to care for themselves and their community. And whereas school staff play a vital role in promoting the health, safety, and well-being of children and youth, by fostering supportive environments where students feel connected, valued, and empowered to seek help.
The county's Suicide Prevention Network, or SPN, is described as a coalition of tribal partners, organizations, youth, school staff, and community members that is working to destigmatize suicide, uplift hope, and create tools to care for mental health in culturally responsible ways. National help is also highlighted, including the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which can be called or texted 24/7 for free crisis counseling, and the Trevor Project, which focuses on support for queer youth. The prevalence of suicide among veterans was discussed by those who work with them. Bob Daugherty of Nation's Finest Veterans Services described suicide prevention as a community effort.
Suicide prevention is reliable community. It's food, it's housing, it's community supports. It's, hey, can you, do you want to go have a cup of coffee? It's, you know, it's being blunt and direct. You know, I have, this is not work for the squeamish. It's, you know, a direct, are you thinking about killing yourself? It's getting real blunt and direct so that you can get down to what it is. And I have those conversations and have made a difference here and there, now and then. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to do that. It's also, you know, it's a double dipper in that, you know, when I do have a loved one, a community member, a brother, sister, that makes that decision, that it also deeply affects me.
SPN member Elizabeth Rose Marini, who works with the Eureka VA clinic, said the clinic also offers firearm storage and noted that the annual North Coast Stand Down takes place from September 24th to September 26th at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds in Ferndale. SPN member and county health education specialist Allie Knoll said she hopes the proclamation will motivate action.
As you said, our county does see some of the highest rates of suicide in the entire state of California. And while I think proclamations are a really great step in raising awareness, we do need to take action to create the more caring, accepting, and empathetic worlds. And my hope is that this proclamation will be a reminder that suicide prevention is a community-wide effort, and we all have a role that we can play. And whether that be supporting policies that reduce stigma and increase access to mental health services, or checking in with a friend, learning warning signs of a crisis, or just encouraging someone to reach out for support, it all makes a difference and it all can save a life.
Arroyo acknowledged that inquiring about the possibility of suicide might seem awkward, but can be valuable, and, quote, it opens the door to a meaningful conversation and to escorting them to someone who can help. The proclamation also notes that September 8th is Community Safety Day, which is described as an annual day of action dedicated to spreading awareness about available resources for mental health and emotional support. Those include the 988 Crisis Line End the Humboldt County Behavioral Health Crisis Line at 707-445-7715. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.